We are back. Puff and Vern, we're in the house. It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. I know you miss us, but you know, season two, you know, life happened. You know what I mean? Life happened, so we had to take a little hiatus.
No reason to explain. We just didn't do a pod. But we back.
But we're back now. Season three. Let's get it popping.
Oh, I forgot we had some theme music. That's how long we never play no music. Jeez. Now it's on my mind. We have theme music, right?
We're gonna record again. Once again.
We're not recording again. Yo. We're not cutting nothing. Once again. We've been away for a long time. You can see the rust. We're shaking it.
Once again. Puff.
And Vern.
Another. Another NBA season is upon us, but before we get started, you know what you gotta do. You gotta like, you gotta comment, you gotta subscribe. Let's do it.
That's right. So, no long talking. Vern, want to talk about this all podcast, subscribing and liking. We're not time for that. We're talking about the Raptors now.
New season.
Toronto Raptors.
New season. The preseason 4-game slate just wrapped up. The Raptors went 4-0. Puff, are you taking any stock in that 4-0 record?
Not at all. Yo, there's enough time Raptors go 4-0 and trash in the season.
Yeah.
Enough time they didn't do well in the off preseason. And the preseason is just to see the kind of matchups, who's ready. Because we saw some people look ready, but we'll talk about that later. But just see who's ready for the season, what kind of bag they have, or what they still have to rust on. You know, just kind of see the kind of how the teams are interacting and who might be big players and what they have.
That's true, because, you know, preseason you get to see what the players been working on in the offseason, you know, who added something extra to their bag.
Trust me, I didn't see much because if you don't watch in the first 5 minutes, most likely you're not gonna see much.
The only time you'll probably see much was the last game.
I think
you get to see a little bit more because they give the starters or their rotation players.
Yeah, but at the same time, if it's a close game, it's never gonna be the big players. It's gonna be some no-name.
No, because the big players, I think the big players maybe got like 30 minutes, 25.
They do their set minutes in and out. They're not focused on the win.
They may get a little bit longer in the last game, but other than that. You know,
but the season starting soon.
Tuesday.
Well, October the 24th. Two big games on the slate. But anyways, before we get into that,
let's get into the Raptors.
What do you think about the Raptors? What are you expecting from like the new coach?
I like the new coach.
The rookie.
I like the new
Scotty.
Coach.
Scotty.
The coach. I'm not expecting anything from the rookie. Well, I do like the rookie though. The rookie is a solid 3-point shooter. We never had like a consistent 3-point shooter, and Grady Paws Dick is going to he's going to hit a lot of shots.
His new nickname, Paws?
Yeah, because anytime you say his name,
Paws with the shot.
Exactly. Yo, it's going to be funny when Matt Devlin is like, Dick from downtown Scarborough.
Paws.
But the rookie is going to be solid. I do like him. I do like the coach because the coach is a developmental coach. Right, to develop players. Mm-hmm. We lost that a little bit with Nick Nurse. Now, you know, the end of the season, we stopped developing players.
Man, there's a lot about we'll get that to the end of the Raptors. We'll talk about this a little bit.
But I like the new coach and what he brings. Mm. I like the new coach. We see more of, you know, what we were talking about in the season last year, right? Mm-hmm. There's a little bit more ball movement.
Trust me. And I'm actually, what I'm most excited about with the Raptors is actually Dennis Schroeder. Dennis Schroeder coming in, I think, is a huge pickup for them because I think Dennis Schroeder will have more, more ability to do what he does in this situation because we just lost a point guard. Fred VanVleet's gone to Houston, and I think Schroeder coming off of his win in the year in the FIFA World Cup.
He was the man, bro.
I think that confidence coming into the year is going to be a big bonus
for the
Raptors.
I think what we're going to see that we haven't seen and that everyone was hoping that they were going to see in LA was the OKC shooter. The OKC shooter was a bad man.
But the problem in LA, you have D'Angelo Russell, you have LeBron. Like,
no, I'm talking the first year that you went there and he gave up the bag.
Oh, and he gave up the bag.
He gave up the bag, oh. Yeah. That yeah. year, they're expecting that Schroeder.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but now, bag, I didn't even know that coach that's coaching right now used to coach him when he was in OKC. Mm. That's why he said he came to Toronto, because that guy was on the staff and he likes that coach.
I trust me, the Raptors will do better than they did last year because
they're
going to
do better than what people
in the locker room.
Yeah, they're going to do better than what people think.
I just think they're going to do better than last year. I think they need a few years to really get there.
For sure.
I don't even know if it's going to be the same team at the end of the year as we're starting with.
No.
Because you always hear things and, you know, rumblings. No, they've been talking about trading OG for how long? And who wants to be on a team when your name is always coming up in trade?
But OG,
trade rumors.
They've been turning down a lot of deals for OG.
Yeah, that's true.
If anyone goes, it's Pascal.
Pascal?
If anyone goes, it's Pascal.
Do you think Pascal reaches his peak?
I don't think so.
You don't think he reaches
his
peak?
Nah, not yet.
I don't know. For me,
I see him adding some more to his game. Mm. He has a little bit more post-up in his game now.
Hopefully. We'll see.
A little bit more post-up in his game right now.
We'll
see.
This is a new core. Mean?
I believe in the Raptors. They're not going to be no fourth seed or whatnot, but they're going to be
like six.
They're going to be seven. That's exactly where I was putting them
in the play-in.
No, I was actually putting them just at the sixth seed, just missing the play-in.
They're in the play-in,
right? But
they're in the blows on skirt play-in and lose that 20-point lead to Chicago.
I think for sure, DeMar's daughter. I think for sure, they're going to be way better than they were in that last year.
Way better?
Yeah, they're going to be way better than they were last year.
How are you saying they're way better if they're going to come in at six just outside of the...
The man that was 10th last year, or 9th.
No, they weren't 10th.
They were 9th.
They had home court.
They were 9th.
9th, yes, you're right. They were 9th.
Oh, we're giving
them
6.
That's way better.
We're giving them 6. That's way better. That's way better. You know, you're not in the play-in.
I'll say 3-4. No, 2, that's way better.
You're not in the play-in. You're in 6.
That's a little bit better. Better. That's not way better.
that's way better.
That's better.
Okay.
That's not
that's
way.
That's way better.
No, that means, Vern. That's better.
That
not
way. Means you don't have to play no games.
But that's still not way better. That's just better.
Because we know what happened. If Raptors didn't get the 8th seed or the 7th seed, they were gonna lose the 2 games.
Yeah, they were.
From
the time I heard they were in the play-in, I said, that's problems.
Because
Raptors always salt the
first game.
Always salt the first game.
And they're dealing with the Bulls. And what happened? DeMar's daughter starts to scream and you lose?
Anyway. That was last season. We're talking about this season. So this season, I expect
good things.
I'm excited. Yo, what's that point guard that had the assist record in college? What's his name? Noel? The one rookie that they got? Yeah, they got. The short one.
Oh, the short guy, the 5'8 guy.
Yeah, that guy.
They're looking for a new
Van Vliet.
Yeah, but he's way smaller than Van Vliet. But he's all right, though. I think he's going to be
good. We'll see.
I think he'll be good. Undrafted rookie. Yeah. I think he's going to be good.
We'll see. What's his name? I forgot his name,
to tell you the truth. But we'll look it up.
I'm rooting for him.
We'll look it up.
I'm rooting for him.
You're going to be the fan favorite, so you better do something small, man.
Yeah. So anything you want us to talk about the Raptors?
Nah, man. I feel, for some reason, I just feel good about this year.
We always feel good at the beginning of the year.
Right? Nah, last year was kind of
tough. But 10 games in, it's a different feeling.
I feel good about this season. Like
20 games in, we just wrap it in.
Right.
But we still
But I think they're going to, outplay their prediction. Their record prediction.
What's their record prediction? Better.
I think they gave them 42, actually. They gave them, this is the first time they actually gave Raptors a
42,
little bit of respect.
That's just above 500?
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's one game above 500?
But if you do that, that could push you into the 6th seed.
I don't know, 6th seed, maybe not. The East is kind of deep right now.
Not really. The East is top heavy.
Yeah, true. And then it drops off.
Drops off, because after Milwaukee, Boston... Philly, come on now. Philly's in influx.
Philly's still, I think what Philly, anyways, we'll get to that. But yeah. Philly, I think, will still be good. Right. They'll just keep that
issue
on the
side.
No, they'll
be good, but it's like
Maxie's going to step
in. But it's like this. It's like Boston, or Milwaukee, Boston, or Boston, Milwaukee. And then, right, they're at the top like this. And then the next team is like this.
Mm.
It's a big drop off.
It's a drop off. Anyways.
It's a big drop off.
So. Anything else you want to talk about the Raptors?
Nah, man, that's it, Raptors. We're praying for you.
But before we
praying for you, succeed, baby.
Did you hear about the burner account?
That who had?
The ex-coach had.
Ooh, Nurse?
Mr. Nurse.
Nurse had a burner account?
NN.
Oh, my gosh. He's doing some arms house thing, wasn't he?
You should read what.
No, I didn't hear that report. The guy had a burner account?
So, and apparently.
He's talking foolishness.
Allegedly,
right?
Whatever you want to say. I read this today. He had a burner account talking about the Raptors. He was vexed about Masai firing him. He was saying there's an issue with the locker room. He was saying certain men were selfish and not including Fred, but Gary was selfish and all type of things.
Because I heard there was ruckus in the locker room. Even Scotty was hinting, but that there's, you know what I mean, ruckus in the locker room. And I think it was all led towards Fred.
He was somebody saying Scotty's good, but he doesn't have stamina. He doesn't have his fitness up.
Yeah, listen, these men right now, they look a ton mans with this burner account, bro. Stop this foolishness.
Yo, but they're looking, the league's looking into it, yo. The league's looking into it.
Yeah, good. So find his ass and do something, right? Because that's stupid.
But the thing is, it's weird.
How are you going to speak on your own
it's
team
weird.
Like that?
It doesn't sound like Nick Nurse. I read his book, but then again, people put what they want in their book.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like he's more of a humble youth. The road he took to get here, the amount of different coaching jobs, it seems like he's more humble. But it
success.
Just, it does, yes, you're
when
a champion.
You success,
you're top.
It
and now
gets
you wanna
to your
them down.
Head.
It's true.
Success it's true. Gets to your head.
It's true.
And he started to drink his own Kool-Aid.
It's true. But sometimes you need a change. Honestly, I hope this change is good. Sometimes bro, that's what you need, a fresh
Nick,
look of.
Nick Nurse
fresh
was
voice.
Drinking his own Kool-Aid and didn't know the flavor because he got fired.
Trust me, he should have been drinking some of this brandy.
It is VSOP. XO. Bent. Right? But yeah, I'm going to have to look into that further because we probably have to touch base into that a little bit more. Because
he was
a cornerstone of the Raptors for a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah, but you could see last season there was an
it was
issue.
Something wrong.
Something
he went,
wrong.
And he went to this ISO ball all the time. No movement. There was no player development.
Yeah, they had no turnover because they never passed the ball.
I'm still vexed that we let Delon Bujubanten go into Boston, B.
I saw that guy. They have Mihailuk guy and Bujubanten.
And Bujubanten guy. And Banten is made the squad.
But Bujubanten didn't seem like he was doing too much, man.
No,
Bujubanten shot was soft.
No,
man.
But what happened? No player development.
Trust me, honestly, if he came to time with Siakam
and those
Pearl
men
came,
were there, he would have been sick.
And Van Vliet.
And Van Vliet.
They would have given him time to develop.
To develop. He was supposed to do the same thing. And when you gave him the minutes, even in the G League or the D League or G League, he could see. Yeah. Even that one game he dropped 37, he could see. He just needed the time. You know, hopefully we bring him back, though. I like Delano, yo.
Anyways.
But anyhow.
We're going to move on from the Raptors.
Note.
The Raptors, again, congrats. I hope the Raptors do better. I'm rooting for the Raptors. You know we watching every game. We're going to cry when they lose. Well, Vern's going to cry. I ain't going to cry.
Listen, I'm still the one who received an OZ for the Raptor prediction that time, okay? Maybe 2 years ago.
We're
going to
have a few bets.
Maybe
next episode. But anyways.
All right.
We'll put up some.
Raptors, we like what we see in the preseason.
In the preseason.
So hopefully that could translate in the regular season and get some regular victories to
push you to
the regular six.
Their opening games on Wednesday. You know how they do on the first game of the series.
They're playing Minnesota. So they're gonna box up Minnesota. They're gonna start 1-0.
They're gonna box.
I'm calling it right now. 1-0. Sorry, Ant-Man. We're about to step on you. Go ahead. And with no further ado, that's a wrap. On the Raptors.
I hope it's 1-0. I hope.
On the Raptors rewind.
That man's a bad man. So what are we doing next? I know the season usually has some awards. We're gonna predict the awards and see if we're right.
That's for another episode.
No, that's this episode. What are you talking about? For real rookie. That's this episode we're doing this. We're not even cutting this out, bro.
Yo.
So we had a meeting before before we started.
Yes, we're gonna. Now we were taking you.
Vern has a high grade
around the league.
Vern's holding on the high grade. Yo,
I got no.
Vern's holding on the high. Grade.
This is just all rookie mistakes because we haven't shot a pod in a minute.
Well, we ain't got none of this.
Nah,
man.
Yo, let's go to the NBA Awards, baby. Let's talk about the NBA Awards. Yes,
we're going
to
predict who's going to win the NBA Awards. Awards. So we have Coach of the Year, Most Improved Sixth Man, Rookie, Defensive Player of the Year, and MVP. We're going to predict that. Even though Vern forgot, hopefully he forgot his predictions. But I didn't forget. I got you guys.
Yeah, all right. Let's jump right into it.
Vern while asleep.
Let's jump right into sleep. Nah, I can't believe I didn't realize that we're transitioning into the NBA Awards. So, yo, this is crazy.
Who do you have for Coach of the Year?
This is crazy.
I'm
going
to let you go.
Coach of the Year. Let's see. We got a new coach in Milwaukee. Adrian Griffin, the ex-Raptor coach. We got a new coach.
I knew Bolton Holzer had to get fired. He was supposed to get fired from a long time.
From the Raptors came back from 2-0 in 2019 and swept those men. Bolton Holzer was supposed to get fired from then. Right? But now they got Adrian Griffin.
Go ahead.
Let's see. We got Ime's back in Houston.
They ain't going to have no big improvement in Ime.
We have Monty Williams in Detroit.
Detroit does look good. That Amir Johnson, yo, they have some rookies, and they have enough rookies that they've been building up stuff.
The Twins, they're going to be a problem.
Ooh-wee.
Let's see. Ooh-wee. So, I would go with the obvious because if Milwaukee has the best record, then they're going
to
give it to Adrian Griffin.
Nah, man.
But I'm going to go with
him because he has all the firepower.
I am going to go with Ime. The Rockets.
He may not win. The reason why I think he may not win in it.
They're going to grudge him.
No. Well.
They're going to grudge him for the Celtics thing. So you know what? You made a right point. I'm going to take that back.
I wasn't going to say that.
No, they're going to grudge him.
I was going to say.
They're going to grudge
him. I don't think Houston's going to win as many games. They might slightly improve, but not to the improvement where he's going to win.
They're going
to
grudge him.
You know who I'm going to give it to?
Monty?
Detroit? NASA. The Raptors head coach. I don't even know his name.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
I'm giving it to Raptors head coach.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to learn his name. Maybe by the fourth episode, I might be able to say his name. But right now, it's just a Raptors head coach.
Well, I know his first name is Darko.
Milicic.
I don't know if it's Milicic. I know his first name is Darko. He's not Darko Milicic. Darko Milicic is a farmer right now, buddy.
But the Raptors head coach, because I think the improvement of Raptors...
Yeah.
I think they're going to do a lot better than people agree.
They
that people think they are. And just because of that,
they're going to get it.
They're going to get
it. I think it's going to be Adrian Griffin because Milwaukee is going to smash everybody.
The thing is why I don't think he will get it because they have Dame and they have like basically two MVPs on this team.
But if those man goes win 60 games, you can't tell me you're going to give somebody else coach of the year. And it's his first year coaching.
Man. That seems like an easy.
Right. So
that seems
could,
like an easy coaching.
You could
job.
Have the talent,
there's pressure to win, but
he's never coached before
have a
though.
Danger.
He's been assistant, but he's never a head
Adrian
coach.
Griffin, he hadn't been a head coach yet.
No, he was a Raptors
I swear
assistant.
He was a Raptors assistant.
So if Milwaukee,
honestly, I hope he wins it. Dude.
Yeah,
honestly, I do hope he wins.
Right. He's my first.
If
pick.
I had a first job, I wish it would be that one as a coach. Oh my!
That's why.
Almost like a Steve Kerr.
That's why I
jumping
don't
into the Golden State.
Understand why Nick Nurse didn't coach the Suns.
Yeah.
Why go to Philly?
Philly's problems. Philly just seems like a problem.
Once Harden is still on that squad, I'm not coaching that squad.
Mm.
But
I'd have to go to a solid team.
Right.
I'd rather go to Detroit than that squad.
Yeah.
Literally, because right. It's too much pressure, and then the team's all in flux, and all type of demands saying the GM is this, and I would stay far from that, bro.
Right, so that's my coach of the year, Adrian
Honestly,
Griffin.
Honestly, I hope Adrian Griffin.
If Adrian Griffin don't get it, then I'm leaning towards...
He's an ex-Raptor. Man, I'm leaning towards
Ime and Houston.
Yeah, there's only one pick, brother. There's only one pick.
You know, I always have to have honorable mention.
There has to be one pick, brother.
It's Adrian Griffin.
Adrian
Griffin, and you are Darko.
Say Ime Udoka.
Ime. I said Adrian Griffin, but I did. I also said my second one is Ime. Yeah, because before you're like, no, guy, anyway. Milwaukee has all this ill players, so he's not going to win it.
Vern talks too long.
Right. Next up.
Most improved. This one's easy.
Most improved. Who you got?
I'm going to go first because you went first on the last one. I'm going to say that man that got boxed in Golden State.
Who's that?
Jordan Pooley.
Nah. You
see that man get 40?
I know. He's going to be like, You know when Harden got traded from OKC to Rockets?
Yeah.
And he went off?
Yeah.
That's going to be pull.
Yeah, but then how are you not going to give him most improved?
You know, you know who I'm going to give most improved?
Who?
Ben Simmons.
That man would never win it, guy.
No. If you look, did you watch his game?
I did see that.
He looks like...
But that man would never win
it. And the reason why I say that, Ben looks like the Ben that was in Philadelphia. He looks like he's back. He's going to win it.
Let's hold up now here, okay?
Ben
We're talking
Simmons.
About most improved.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons went from here to here.
Yeah.
And he's going to go back up here.
Remember,
but
he was an all-star.
Even if he goes here.
Remember, he's going to get back to all-star Ben.
He ain't getting no all-star Ben.
All-star Ben.
He ain't like,
remember I said most improved.
I put money on this one, brother.
And you know how much I made fun of Ben Simmons.
I put money on this one.
Right? As Ben turns, that was me created that.
Yo, I see the man do two...
I'm gonna fade away
shots and hit them.
And the reason why, because he looks like he's in a space right now. He looks like he's back. You know what I mean? He went through that little bit. So I think he's gonna be back.
The reason why, honestly think that they will never give it to him is because of the situation last year. From him not wanting to play and this and that and forcing trade. I think that is going to weigh in on a lot of people.
Remember, right?
No, Harden, seriously.
Harden has done that so many times, forced trade, and it never affected him in any other way.
But, he got MVP when he was in Houston.
I think,
but after that, it will affect him.
I think.
It will affect Harden.
You said it's going to. I think for Ben, that's the reason he's going to get most improved. Because everyone's going to look at him and be like, because everyone's going to look at him and be like, last year, he was trash. Oh, my God. He was a shell of himself. And if he comes back to the Ben Simmons that
it's media that's voting on this.
But then that's why they look at it.
And he does not have a good look in the media right now.
He will win it.
He won't win it.
I guarantee you. He'll win it.
Good. You wanna put money on that one?
Ben Simmons.
You wanna put some ganja on that one?
We'll put some ganja on it. Ben Simmons, most improved. And I'm the man that
do a quarter because if it's not him, it's easy. There's a whole bunch of people cooling.
Right. Okay. Pool is an easy option.
A quarter high grade?
Yeah. Because Pool is going to shoot the ball like 1,000 times.
I'm not even going to vote on Pool. But I just know for sure that man ain't winning it, guys.
Yeah, Ben's winning it.
A quarter
of high grade on that.
Okay, no one. We'll do it even a better way because I think Vern has a disadvantage on this vote.
Nah, I don't got a disadvantage. I got the advantage on
if
this
If I
vote.
Win, Vern has to give me a quarter of the high grade.
Yeah, that's fine.
If I lose... I'll give Vern an ounce of the hype.
That's fine.
Because I just feel like, this man making a full vote. A full bet.
Benjamin Montgomery Simmons.
Are you sure his middle name Montgomery?
Nah, just put that. You look that one.
I'm like, Montgomery? I had never heard that one before.
I just made that shit up. Ben Montgomery Simmons, MIP, most
some ganja because Vern. All right.
What's the next award?
Anyways, the next next award is the sixth man of the year.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Who's sitting on bench? You ever say who's on bench?
Tyler Hero.
Tyler Hero, I think you're going to start this year because some of the man left.
Yeah, some of the man left.
You might start this year.
Wow, six man, that's going to be a hard one. Wow.
Man, that's hard because I don't even know who's going to be on a bench. You know what I'm going to say?
Who won six man last year?
I'm going to say Lemon Pepper Lou Will.
Lou Will's not in the league no more, brother.
He's the best for him. That
man retired.
They need to
he's the greatest six man ever.
They need to just name the award after him.
Who is a six
man? It's hard for me because I don't even know who's going to be on the bench on Humble Team.
Yeah, that one's hard.
Who's a deep team?
That's hard. Let's see. Celtics. No. Denver. Yeah, that's a hard one, boy. That is definitely a hard one. Six man of the year. Who's six man? I feel like I'm Chuck. I don't know who he is. Who he play for?
We don't even know who's gonna be on the team.
We don't know
who's gonna be a six man. What's that guy in Denver? That white guy, Bron? Is that
his name? Oh, the rookie guy that the second year.
That man's gonna be bad because Bruce Bowen's gone.
Yeah.
Bruce Bowen's gone. I don't think that guy is gonna start. He was dangerous. And I think that's why they let Bruce Bowen go. Because he's a bigger version of Bruce Bowen.
Not Bruce Bowen. What's his name?
Bron.
Bruce Brown.
Bruce
Brown.
Not Bruce. White boy. Is Bruce?
No, the guy that left from Denver.
Yes.
And signed with...
his name is Bruce Brown.
Yeah, I think Bruce
Indiana
Brown.
Indiana.
Yeah. Bruce Brown, yeah. You were saying Bowen.
No, I'm talking about... Oh, sorry. Whatever. Yeah. Bruce Brown. Yeah, he left.
He left.
So that Bron guy, that white boy, on Denver.
That... He came from Kansas. He won every level.
He's a bad man.
He won in college, then he won in the league. Yeah,
he's a guy that you want on your team for sure.
Yeah, I agree. He's going to get more touches. You know who I got? Peyton Pritchard.
Yes.
Peyton Pritchard
finally
from
Boston.
Finally,
that man's getting some run.
Because they got rid of Brogdon. How much
You're
man
right.
they traded?
It might be one of those two
Peyton
men.
Pritchard. I give it to Peyton Pritchard.
Honestly, if you guys don't know this man, if you guys watch Raptors, you would probably know this man. Because anytime the Raptors play Boston and this man come on court,
them up.
This man eat food. Like, yeah. These man, like, he's playing a G League team. And this man doesn't get run. Number 11 on Boston. What's his first name?
Peyton.
All I see is the back of his jersey. Pritchard. I know the black. I know the last name. Peyton Pritchard. That man is a bad man. This man, like, he looks like some regular man, but he's just dangerous. And he gets no run.
I didn't watch a lot of Boston.
This year might be different.
I didn't watch a lot of Boston preseason, but he averaged 20.
No, he got more. He got more run than preseason.
And that's what I'm saying.
And remember, they signed him to a big contract.
A big contract. He got the money.
They're not going to have big contract man sitting on the bench no more.
He got the money. And he went...
But the thing is, you're right.
Peyton Pritchard.
You're right. I think I thought about that too. To talk because he's going
to
be the backup
to
Drew Holiday.
Drew Holiday.
He's going to be a second.
He's going to be good. So I got him.
Peyton Pritchard is a bad man. If you don't know this guy, he don't get much run. But I know he's bad from the time he plays Raptors. He don't miss shots.
Nothing.
He don't miss.
And Raptors play Boston really good.
Yeah.
But that man always knows.
Because he's playing the second string. And he doesn't miss.
He don't miss. So I got Peyton Pritchard.
That is actually a good pick, Vern.
Yeah.
That's a good pick. That's better than your Ben.
That's all Vern makes is good picks.
Trust me. By the end of the season, you're going to see me rolling up big split. I'm just going to roll all of the quarter in that thing. One split like so. One big.
Yo, just remember the end of season one when I had the OZ. That's going to happen again in season three, at the end of season three. Now.
Just let us know what you think. So that's six man rookie of the year. This one's going to be real easy.
It's a consensus.
It's going to be real easy.
And the only reason why this man don't win it is if he gets injured.
Real easy.
If this man gets injured, that's real the only easy. Way he doesn't win it. And my pick. This man is not from here. He's from a different planet. He's an alien. Okay? He stands 7'5" with like a 7'8" wingspan. The man can stand up and grab the rim without jumping.
Just slapping people ball out the way like so.
The number one pick from the lucky San Antonio Spurs, Victor Wembanyama.
Oh, he said the last name. I was going to say Victor.
Victor Wembanyama.
We're just going to call him VW. That's all.
I always say Volkswagen.
VW, easy.
V-dub.
That man.
V-dub. That man is.
From the Miami preseason game.
Unreal.
And that Golden State preseason game. We never seen nothing like this, brother.
When I saw him in Summer League, he looked pedestrian. He looked average. You know what I mean? And everyone's like, oh, that's it. Nah, I don't see it.
When they played OKC, he looked all right. He looked all right.
Summer League, the man was tired because he came off the draft. He just finished his Euro League in there, so he was kind of tired. The preseason, did you see when he dunked on every man on the Heat? And Thomas Bryant looked back and be like,
what am I going to do? This man's in the middle of the key. He's still dunking on me, yo.
Did you see when they threw
lob? The man's catching lobs like in the middle of the key and just stretching like this.
Did you see when they threw a lob? And you know the free throw line, that block? The man jumped from outside the block.
The man's getting fouled behind the backboard and putting his hand so and shooting like this and get.
Yo, it's unreal. You know.
I'm excited for the season. I might see some Spurs games.
I don't know if you play 2K, but you guys play 2K. You know in 2K.
I don't have time for video games.
You know in 2K, they have a feature in 2K. Where you could take a player and stretch him out to like 7-8 feet. Mm-hmm. And they look so weird on the court. That's Victor.
I never seen that, but I seen Victor. Man, I have no time for video games.
Victor.
Anyways, we got to move on.
Crazy.
That is an easy one. Yo, if you have time, watch San Antonio. This man is a bad man. It's not no back in the day in the 80s and 90s where you could bruck up people. It's a soft league. So they won't be able to push this man around.
It's now freedom
of movement.
But this
man will back you down and shoot over your head, cross you over, put ball through your leg, dunk on you.
It's the new NBA, right? It's a new NBA and it's freedom of movement. And this guy could do it all. Pick and pop, pick and roll, picking this, picking that, picking anything you want.
Defensive player of the year. I'm going to go with this one. VW. I'm telling you, he's going to win.
Victor? Nah, he won't. I don't see it.
You don't see it?
Eventually, he will one day. But not this year.
They may hold back because he's a rookie. You don't want to give it to him.
He won't win it this year.
But
right?
If this man averages,
he can
6-7 blocks. I
don't put it by him. But remember, right? He only averages because he plays away from the bucket. And it's so free of movement, and everyone shoots threes.
This man's blocking 3-pointers.
No, I get, but he only averages like how much rebounds a game.
I don't care about rebound. It's defense.
Yeah. So
if this man averages blocks, 6 rebounds a game
for a 7-5,
six.
Ugh. He has to find a way to get more than that.
Has anybody averaged 6 blocks a game? Not rebounds. Sorry.
Oh, blocks. You mean. Oh, that's ridiculous.
I'm telling you, he's gonna average 6 blocks a game. The man averaged in preseason, what, 5?
And
he don't play no games? Yeah. He didn't play only 20 minutes?
I could see. I don't think he's gonna win it this year, but in the future he can win it.
No, the only reason I think he won't win it this year is because he's a rookie and people may not want to give it to him because he's a rookie.
Because if
he has some crazy block stat in his rookie year, it's gonna be hard for them not to give it to him.
This one's gonna be a little bit harder for him to get. Right? Because you got Giannis.
The reason why? Because of the blocks. I'm going to say the blocks alone.
But if you look at the competition for the defensive player of the year, right? You got Giannis, you got you got Jared Jackson, you got AD, you got there's so much people playing the mix, right? I don't see him winning.
I'm telling you, the media.
I see him as a future. He's definitely
going to jump on it.
Not this year.
The thing is, look at this. The NBA is a business.
Not this year.
The NBA is a business.
I get you.
They're going to jump on and push it like this is the next. LeBron is about to go off.
But you also.
Steph is getting old. KD's getting old.
I get it.
W is the next thing.
But you also have to consider his team, the record, how they're doing, all that stuff, right?
B.
You're not going to give a defensive player to a team that doesn't make the playoff.
If this man averages triple-doubles with blocks and
It's the NBA. You know how the NBA run. If your team's not winning, you're not going to get the awards. Other than Rookie of the Year. If he doesn't make the playoffs, you can't go get Defensive Player of the Year. He's going to get Rookie of the Year. So your team has to win.
Well, anyways, who you pick?
AD. Mr. Glass. Mr. Glass looks like he finally took a page. He's in the weight room.
He looks strong. I think Vern forgot.
He looks strong.
There is a new rule in the league.
He looks strong.
That you cannot win any awards unless you play 65 of the 82
Isn't it 55?
Games. No.
Right. He's going to play that. He's going to play that.
65.
I got Anthony Davis winning defensive player of the year.
Mr. Street Clothes.
Right.
Vern picking Street Clothes.
Yeah, because remember, man, he finished the year strong.
Who was AD going to defend?
He finished the year strong.
He's going to defend LeBron on the street when a man trying to take his chain.
How did AD?
Because a man's playing Street Clothes.
And if you look at the playoffs last year. What did he do in the playoffs last year? He didn't get injured. He averaged at least 2 or 3 blocks a game. He was a defensive man, 12 rebounds a game, changing the impact of the game. Did you see that last game when he blocked like 3, 4, 5 shots in a row on Mandem?
Okay, if AD is healthy, I understand.
That's what I'm saying.
When's the last season AD played over 60
AD
games?
AD is going to play 60 games this year.
But he has to play 65.
He's going to play 65 this year. AD is motivated. Because all the food for all the haters and trash talker, I'm in the category too. He's going to prove us wrong.
You can be motivated all you want.
He's going to prove us wrong.
But when your foot broke.
But the difference is, what were you doing in the offseason to help that? Were you putting in the work, getting in the weight room, doing all that thing?
Maybe he was drinking the milk.
Right?
Maybe he was drinking milk.
You gotta work on your body. And I seen AD putting the work. I'm going to give it to AD.
I don't even drink no milk. But honestly, I hope it's AD.
Because
if it's AD... No, LeBron has a chance on another title. Yeah. And me, I'm on first
Team, LeBron.
Team Raptors, second Team LeBron. Everybody else on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
Raptors, LeBron, so everybody
got,
else on the same
V-Dub,
level.
You got V-Dub, and I got AD.
But anyways, smoking. So we have one more. I know we talk a lot. Vern Lover talk too much.
This man went on and on about Volkswagen.
Listen, who talking?
This man went on and on and on about V-Dub Volkswagen. Yo, guy, stat man, yo. When Pump talks about Victor, you better put an image of a Volkswagen driving by, okay?
VW. We're talking about VW all season.
And you know why the man picked VW? Because back in the day, he wanted a Golf still.
I still want a Golf. I was watching one today. I want a V6. Trust me.
Yo, so anytime we talk about Victor, it's going to be the Volkswagen Golf going to be in that mouth.
Anyway, so who's getting MVP? MVP.
Oh.
MVP.
See, this one is...
MVP.
I don't like this one. This one's kind of... Yeah. It's the same people. Because you can give it to Jokic, you can give it to Embiid.
Okay, forget it. Who's going to win it? Who should win it? It's hard to say who should because we didn't see the track record
Jokic,
for the year.
Jokic should have won it last year.
Trust me. No, I'm saying this year.
Right, but this year, I'm gonna go left field that no one is going to predict. And be like, they're going to be like, Vern, you're mad.
Vern, you are mad, though.
Jason Tatum.
Interesting. I would like him to see. I would like to see him get it. Honestly, I think if they get to the finals, actually, well, they'd have MVP in the regular season. But I would like to see Tatum win it. This one is actually hard because it's based on what they do over the season. Sometimes you're not sure. People get injured in that. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Giannis, B.
I'm gonna go with Giannis.
Yeah. The reason why, because Giannis is gonna be it's gonna be so much easier.
He's motivated.
Because
they know double team.
And Damian, they can't double team two people.
You already know what Dame's gonna do.
They can't double, and he never had that kind of like offensive power on his side. And then there's him, and then there's Middleton. I think Giannis is gonna win it. The reason why, I think his numbers are gonna improve. Overall, his averages, his shooting percentage, his scoring, everything I think is going to improve, and it's going to be an easier game for him. So I think Giannis.
Yeah, that's a good call. That's a good call. That's a definitely good call. Yeah, because he ain't going to get no double team. It's going to be Pierre 1-on-1 for that dude.
Pierre. Well, there'll be double teams. But double teams on him, he's going to get more assists now. Right. All you do is pass up. Where's Dame?
I would not double off of him because Dame is right there, and that man.
You can't double on. There's two men on that team you cannot double.
Yeah. And if Middleton comes back and play like the Middleton we know?
I think Middleton will have it easier. That's why he said he's happy to be the third string. Because it's going to be so much easier for him.
Right? He's not going against like...
You're catching the ball on one man. You have to beat him, get
to the
rim.
He's not going against the best wing defender.
Score.
Right now the best wing defender is going against...
Right. Giannis.
No, like Giannis is going to get the best post defender, but the best wing defender is going to go against
Lillard. And then the big man's going to go against Giannis.
Yeah.
And then you're going to get the third string.
Third string. So you and Brooke Lopez are going to nyam food.
And it's so weird that both Lopez brothers are on the same team now.
Again,
Should cut their hair and everything the same so you don't know, who's something? You're not sure. And the man, you can stand there pretending to shoot. People are like,
exactly.
They're not fool.
But
I saw that. I was like, if I were the twins, I would look exactly the same. So some people may forget who is who. Because you know one's trash. One's not shooting no trees.
That's true. But you don't already know who Robin Lopez is. Even if you cut your hair, you don't know who Robin Lopez is.
But you know there's that's fooling around. Yeah. Bundy Ganja like you and can't remember.
This guy, Bundy Ganja, can't remember. My memory is impeccable. But yeah, I mean, that's the rundown of our list. Let us know if you have something better. If you think somebody else is going to win MVP.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts, man.
Defensive player, rookie of the year. Let us know.
That's some of our predictions for the year and what we expect for them Raptors. Until next time.
And that's a wrap. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Puff and Vern. Once again. Back.
Once again.
Puff and Vern.
Until next time.
Peace.